Welcome to the International Medical Interpreters Association. I'm Carlos Garcia, the International Medical Interpreters Association San Francisco representative. A couple of weeks ago at the September 30 event, I gave a presentation for translators on medical interpreting. Today, I'm here to talk to you about the International Medical Interpreters Association as an institution and the benefits of becoming a corporate member. You're probably aware of the existence of the IMIA, but what you may not be aware of is the actual network our organization does as a leader in the field of medical interpreting. The International Medical Interpreters Association is the only trade association for medical interpreters in the United States, and we're strong advocates for the professionalization, recognition, and reimbursement of linguistic services in healthcare. Few states have regulations already in place to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and of the ones that do, none mandate the use of nationally certified medical interpreters, nor have a procedure by which healthcare providers can seek reimbursement from health plans or from the government. That has prompted the vast utilization of unqualified healthcare interpreters, which negatively affect patient safety as well as the rates healthcare providers pay to language service providers for interpreter services. Since its inception in 1986 and with national certification in mind, IMIA has led the way by being the first to develop national standards of practice and a code of ethics for medical interpreters, and then had them translated into many different languages. They were the first to develop a continuing education credit program designed for medical interpreters. And on June 12 of this year, after a one-year open review period, the International Medical Interpreters Association released the first National Code of Ethics for Interpreter Educators and held the first National Symposium of Medical Interpreter Trainings in New Jersey. The trainer symposium was followed in July by the first IMIA symposium for medical interpreters in the UK, which took place in London. Next year, in August, as members of the Fédération Internationale des Traducteurs, we will prepare a plenary session on medical interpreting for their 19th World Congress in San Francisco, California. But before that happens, we will hold the second annual trainer symposium in June in Las Vegas, Nevada. IMIA has successfully conducted many surveys like the Survey on Minimal Qualifications for Interpreter Educators and the Annual Salary Survey for Medical Interpreters, which is in its fifth year and had over 1,000 inputs. Also in its fifth year, the National Medical Interpreter Advocacy Forum will meet on April 30, 2011 in Southern California. This forum includes several task forces, each with a specific job and all advocating to different stakeholders for the recognition of certified medical interpreters domestically and internationally. The forum is composed of field medical interpreters and IMIA representatives who have the real pulse of the medical interpreting profession, as well as of a wide variety of stakeholders. And speaking of IMIA representatives, this list of accomplishments and activities will not be complete without mentioning the outstanding job they're performing as the arms and legs of this organization. Their reach stretches over a wide geographical area. They hold local meetings with individual medical interpreters in their regions. They present workshops regarding the organization and National Medical Interpreter Certification. And they advocate for the profession with their local and regional governmental agencies. They represent IMIA at conferences sponsored by local medical interpreter associations such as the California Healthcare Interpreting Association, the Nevada Interpreters and Translators Association, and the Texas Association of Healthcare Interpreters and Translators. A group of IMIA representatives will be present at the 51st American Translators Association Annual Conference in Denver, Colorado at the end of October. Our Florida representative, Habib Serrano, is very active, currently working with the Palm Beach County Medical Society, setting up a language access program in Martin and Palm Beach counties. He is also the chairman of the government task force, and is constantly traveling to Washington, D.C. to advocate for the profession. Doris Hernandez, our state representative from North Carolina and Spanish medical interpreter at the Duke University Health System, is planning to hold a symposium for medical interpreters in February of next year. Most of them were present at the 2010 IMIA Annual Conference that had 521 attendees. the overwhelming report of activities they were engaged in, gave way to the expansion of the State and International Representative Initiative. IMIA recently added two more representatives, Texas and Massachusetts, to a body of 22 representatives in the United States, and 10 country representatives including the United Kingdom, Brazil, Hong Kong, Japan, South Africa, Canada, and Mexico. This truly makes the IMIA an international association. In addition to the many representatives, the International Medical Interpreters Association has a membership of over 2,000 medical interpreters worldwide. They can join the committees that advise the board of directors. And among these committees, we have the Education Committee, the Ethics Committee, and the Medical Terminology Committee. They can also join the Spanish and Portuguese Division, and coming soon, the Germanic Slavic Languages Division. There's a Providers Division, which is for corporate members only. Pioneering the field yet again, IMIA is currently developing the National Accreditation Program for Medical Interpreter Training Organizations. This effort will only come to complement their extensive National Training Directory, which is the only online directory of its kind where interpreter training programs can be searched by state, country, language, or training category like academic, intensive, continuing education, online, etc. Corporate members enjoy monthly e-news briefs. Their organization may have up to 3 corporate representatives in their corporate membership profile with full membership benefits. They have access to a database of active medical interpreters in over 70 languages and dialects. They have the ability to post jobs online, to receive invitations to special committee meetings, training opportunities for their staff, and get first choice of sponsorship exhibitor spots at our annual conference. Their organization may use the IMIA logo on its website and get special rates for future exhibits and upcoming IMIA sponsor events. They have provider division meetings to network with other corporate members, and we can act as technical consultants for them in matters of recruitment, testing, and standards compliance. Besides the benefit of being a corporate member of an organization so widely represented, another benefit, and a very important one, is that you have the opportunity to buy professional errors and omissions liability insurance at a discounted price. If you are considering joining the industry leader, or if you just want to learn more, please go to www.imiaweb.org. You can also contact IMIA by sending an email to info@imiaweb.org or by contacting your local IMIA representative. Thank you for your time.